Young people, don't want to miss the young people story. Like having the story in there. Look forward to the day when we can have the children come to the front again and we can do things the real way. But until then, we'll try to keep doing, we don't want to forget our young people. Oh, Tom said, I don't want to go to family camp this year. That's for little kids and sissies, and I'm neither one. And Dad said, that's interesting. Who told you that? Was it Bob and Dan, the two new kids that you're hanging around? Well, yeah, kind of. But I agree. That's for little kids. Can I skip it this year? Well, it became pretty clear as the family was planning for the week of family camp that Tom was going to. Whether he really wanted to or not, there wasn't a lot of discussion about it, but he was going. That was pretty obvious. And so he went, and funny thing happened along the way. He found out he really did kind of have a good time. And he found out he really kind of did like it. And they did do some pretty fun stuff. And even surprised him the most, he even listened a little bit to some of the devotion things that were talked about. He even listened a little bit. And he even thought about a couple of things that were said. Huh. Well, the family got everything all packed up at the end of family camp and went back home, and as they were going into the house, Tom was the first one in the door carrying a bunch of his stuff, and he opened the door and went, shoo-wee, what happened in here? It smells in here. And Mom went in and said, yeah, it does smell in here. We need to open this place up, don't we? We need to open it. But what happened? What's that smell? Well, they got to thinking, and they got to talking, and they got to looking, and then finally Mom went, I know what happened. Before we left, the refrigerator wasn't working, and so we had hired somebody to come to fix the refrigerator. And the fellow that came to fix the refrigerator, well, now that I think about it, he was a smoker. And that's okay. People can choose to do whatever they want. But he probably kind of saw when there wasn't somebody around. He took a few puffs in the house, and he didn't think anybody would think about it. And that's what smells. It smells like cigarette smoke in here. All we need to do is open some windows and open some things up, and we'll get the problem taken care of. Dad said, that reminds me of something else. Tom said, what's that? Dad said, you know, sin is one of those things that creates a bad odor. You know, sometimes we get hanging around people that are not really doing the right thing and not involved with the right thing, and it kind of stinks. Needs to be fumigated. Kind of like the house here. Tom says, And he was thinking a little bit. Didn't want to admit it to Mom and Dad, but he did kind of have to think to himself, you know, Dan and Bob haven't really been the best influence on me. And I kind of have been taking up more of their attitudes and more of their actions, and maybe going away to family camp was good fumigation and was kind of good for me. Maybe we could use a good fumigating once in a while. Because you know what? Hanging around sin kind of has a bad odor to it. Can we remember that and think that?